Zog the Mishnah daf lamed aleph from the aleph towards the bottom of the omid. Ma'arvin b'dmai. One is allowed to use d'mai. D'mai is food taken from an ama oretz, and the choshu that did not take off the proper maizchus, still you're allowed to use it for an erev tchumin. Ma'arvin b'dmai. Now the chiddush is, according to the rabbanon that argue on sumchus, that say that you don't have to have that the erev to be eaten by the person that's placing it. It could be eaten by others. For instance, ma'arvin le Yisrael be truma because it's roy for the koyin, or ma'arvin le nozer be yayin because it's roy for the ein nozer. So then it's poshut ma'arvin b'dmai, because ma'arvin b'dmai it's roy for an oni. D'mai and oni doesn't have to take off truma semaises from, they were not goyzer by an oni to take off when he takes from an amor it's d'mai. So the kunkta rabbanon is poshut. The chiddush is even according to sumchas, the gemara is going to say every person can make himself an oni by being mafkez l'chosim. So upon him ma'arvin b'dmai. And likewise, Ma'aser Rishon, that the Levi received and he took off truma from the Ma'aser to give to the Kohen, and the Gemara is going to explain what the Chiddush is. Ma'aser Sheni v'Hekdash Niftu, and likewise Ma'aser Sheni and Hekdash that were redeemed, v'Kehanim b'Chala, and likewise Kehanim can be Ma'arev with Chala. Now Chala obviously is roy for the Kehanim. So according to Rabbanon the Sumchas, there's no chiddush by kahanim b'chala. According to sumchas, it has to be roi for you, so kahanim roi for chala. But according to rabbanon that argue on sumchas, so kahanim b'chala be'etzem the chiddush would have been a greater chiddush that even Yisrael is mutter to be ma'arev b'chala because it's roi for kahanim. According to rabbanon that argue on sumchas, it doesn't have to be roi for you; it's roi for someone else too. That's called you being then from the erev, and that's efficient. So by kahanim b'chala, according to rabbanon the sumchas, it would really be even Yisrael b'chala. Now, the reason why it says Kahanim Chala is because that's the norm that Kahanim have Chala. That's what the Rosh says. It's because of the Regilus is that the Kahanim have Chala by them. Others learn that the Pshat is the Mishnah is Dafka Kong to Sumchas. And Yitaka cannot be Ma'arev, Bechala, or Betruma only the Kahanim. Because it has to be Roy for you. So Kahanim Bechala means Dafka Kahanim Chala, and it can't be that it's Roy for someone else. Just d'mai is different because it could be roi for you. You can make yourself an oni like the Gemara say, but chala it can only be the kahanim if you're going that the Mishnah is dafka kong to sumchas. However, zog the Mishnah, aval loy betevel, meaning peiros that truma semaiz weren't taken off at all and it's tevel, so you can't be ma'ar with that. Veloy b'maiz rishon shlenit trumasoi or ma'iz rishon that you did not take off the truma that's meant for the kohen, that the levi did not take off truma. Veloy b'maiz shein v'hekdash shleniftu, it wasn't redeemed at all. Now, even though you could redeem it, but today you weren't poided yet, so mel it's also bachila, so you can't be ma'arev with something that's not roi lachila. Frek di gemara d'mai, holoi chazilei, how could you be ma'arev with d'mai, l'choyer it's not roi? We're talking about someone who's not an oni, so he's not allowed to eat d'mai. Zog di gemara, migu di boi mafkele le nichse v'hava oni, v'chazilei, hashanami chazilei. So the Gemara is saying, gewaldige migu, that ein chanami, he's not an oni, but he could be mafkes nechosim. He can make himself into an oni. So memela, you can utilize the d'mai as an erev, even though he wasn't mafkes nechosim, because be'etzem, he can make himself into an oni, and it would be roi. Explains Aile Pamranshik in Emek Brocha, we see from this Gemara that it's not the pshat that you have to be'etzem be mafkir. It's only a migu di boy mafkir. So what's the vart? Lemais is not roi. The teretz is that the iser achilas d'mai is a kaldik iser we see from here. For Horai, it's an iser kal because you could just remove the iser by being mafkir it. Mashegan iser chomer is an iser chomer because you can't just remove the iser. That's the difference between Issachal and Issachomer, and that's where you can be Ma'arv, Issachal. We see from this Gemara, he says, it's not the Pshat that it has to be Roy Be'etzim, because he was a Mafkir. Just the fact that it's Roy Lahafkir shows me that it's an Issachal. It's not an Issachomer. Once it's an Issachal, you can be Ma'arv, even though today it's Be'etzim, not Roy. That's the Chiddush in the Gemara. And the Migu state, the boy Mafkil and Nichse, so a Mela, it's not an Issachomer, so you can be Ma'arv with it. But you know what the Hefka befoil to make it roi lachila. Even if it's not befoil roi, you weren't mafkir it. The fact that it's a migu, you can be mafkir, makes the whole isa d'mai and isa kal, and you can be ma'arv with it. As I state in Emek Brocha, that's what Ayle Pomeranchik wants to learn a berai from this Gemara. It's a migu dikadin. It's not a befoil dikadin that you have to actually do. Zog the Gemara de Tanan, like we learned in the Mishnah, state the Mishnah in d'mai, machil in the aniyim d'mai, you'll have to be machil aniyim d'mai. So Drashi, Chayolas Malchi Yisrael, you'll have to be Michael them Demai. because since they're like aniyim, they're soldiers, Yiddish soldiers that are not at home, they're not in their homes. So mainly they're allowed to eat dmai because they're on the road, so to speak. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh learns differently. He says, Achsanoi is talking about a guest, a Pashan Achsanoi. So he's allowed to be oichel dmai. Zog de moho, Rav Huna, Tono, Beishame oimrim, Beishame arguing is din. Ein machin l'saniyim dmai. Ubisoloim machin l'saniyim dmai. So the Mishnah that says that dmai is roi is because it's roi l'aniyim, is according to Beis Hillel, not according to Beishamai. Zog de moho, Vaitu, Maaseh Rishon, Shenit l'tum osoi. You're allowed to be ma'arav, Maaseh Rishon, that the truma was taken off. That means the Levi took off the truma from the Maaseh that he received. Fact the Gemara pshita. What's the chiddush? Maaseh Rishon is not after he took off the truma's maaseh. So what's the chiddush? It's regular chulin. Why shouldn't he be able to be ma'ariv with it? It's not also bachila. So Gemara loitzchicha shekdima b'shibolin. That means that midaraisa you're first supposed to take off truma gdola. Truma gdola to the koyin is average as echad midabein is echad mi'chamishim. Echad mi'chamishim means from 100 it's 2%. So really you're supposed to first take off Echad mechamishim, which is 2%. So you're left with 98% of the item. From that 98%, that's when you give maisa to the Levi, which is 10%. So it's 9.8. But since he was makdim b'shibolin, that means while it was still stalks, he already was makdim, he first gave to the Levi. So the Levi, so to speak, got a better cut. He didn't get 9.8%. He got 10% of the 100 versus 9.8% of the 98. So once you're makdim b'shibolin, but Truma G'dayla was never given to the Kohen. Truma's Maisa, the Levi takes out now from his chelik that he received from the 10%, he takes off Truma's Maisa. But Truma G'dayla, the original Echad Mechamishim, the Mida Beinis, was never taken off. If you're makdish b'shibolin, if you're makdim b'shibolin, if you take off before the miruach, when it's still a stalk, before the decree, before the miruach, before the gemar melacha, before giyas pnei abayis, when it's b'shibolin, if you jump the gun, so to speak, there's a legal loophole that you don't have to give truma gdoila. So the Achronim explained the Teres Roim, Reb Leib Pomeranchik explains, they're not the pshat ye be'etzim potter. He explains that the afroshas trumas meiser, with that ye yoitze truma gdoila. In the afroshas trumas meiser that the Levi gives, licked in them, truma gdoila. But al kaponim, the physical truma gdoila you don't have to give. So that's the chiddush. Meiser rishon shenit l'trumasi, the kashrus pshita, the teretz is, it's not, the chiddush is that even though you didn't take off truma gdoila, still it's roi l'achila, even though you might look at it as tevel because you didn't take off truma gdoila. The teretz is no, you did a legal loophole, you're makdim shibolim while it was a stalk, and you first gave to the Levi, now you don't have to give truma gdoila anymore, and that's the chiddush that it's considered roi l'eriv. How do we know that it's taka good and you have to give truma gdoila? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, v'arei moisim imeno tumas Hashem. Maisim in a maiser. Maisim in a maiser, ma'atlecha, v'loi trum gdoila v'tumas maisim in a maiser. When the Levi takes off maiser, it's from the maiser. Not truma gdoila and trumas maiser from the maiser. So that's why the Levi has a legal loophole that he doesn't have to give any more truma gdoila from that which he received from the 10%. Meaning the Trumas Maaseh he takes off. But the original Truma G'dayla, the original Mida Beinis, the 2% of the 100, that was a legal loophole that he evaded, and the Chiddush is it's Roi L'Erev, even though it was left out, even though it was omitted. Now, even though he didn't give the Truma G'dayla, it's not called Tevel, because Tevel Be'etzim is only after Miruach, or after Giyas Pnei Abayis. That's when it's considered Tevel. But since over here he did it B'Shibolin when it was still a stalk, so Mele, it's not going to be Tevel, and you can use it for an Erev Trumin. Zogti Gemara, Omele Apopel Abaya, Ihochi, Afilu Gdima Bekri Nami. If you're makdim and you give Maisa and to the Levi before you give Truma G'dayla, even if you're makdim Bekri, even after it's ready, a pile, after Miruach, so maybe then also it should be a legal loophole and it should not be Tevel and that should be the Chiddush that you can be Ma'arav in such an oifen too. Zogti Gemara, Nein, Omele, Olech HaMakod, is a different posuk. It says, Mikol Masrei Sechem Torimu, Eskol Trumas Hashem. Mikol Masrei Sechem Torimu, that you have to remove all the different tithes, all the different maisers. You have to remove Truma Gdoila too. And you can't evade giving Truma Gdoila. So Gmaru Marois. So why are you saying that at a certain point when it's Bikri, you have to remove Truma Gdoila and there's no legal loophole to evade it? And when it's Shibolin, you could avoid it. Umarois. So Gmaru Hai Idgin Valo Idgin. When it's in a pile, when it's Idgin, that's a final stage. So then you can remove you can evade the Truma Gdoila. You have to remove it. Masha Enkin, when it's Loyidgin, when it's Bishibolin. So Mele, it's not yet Chal the Choyves Truma Gdoila. So that's why over there you can have this legal loophole and evade the Truma Gdoila. And that's the Chiddush, that it's not considered that you Ma'arav is something that's Tevil, but rather the Erev is Chal because you're Makdim Bishibolin, the Meiser, and evaded the Truma Gdoila. Now, Tosfos right away says, when the Gemara says Ma'arois, there's no tzad to say that Bakri, you're part of Truma Gdoila, and Bishibolin, you're Chayiv. That doesn't make sense. What the Gemara meant to say is, maybe by both of them you should be Potter until physical Giyas Bnei Abayis. So Tosfos says, Ma'arois, Mefash Rivo, Ma'arois, Lechalik, Ben Egdimah Bakri, Egdimah Bishibolin, Ema Be Egdimah Bakri, Nami Potter, Mituma Gdoila, Hoyavalo Hukva, Daina Maisa, it's Ayat Hukva La Maisa, Vekod Mikoma Nasechem, that Possek is telling me, Lichi Yuve Bero Bnei Abayis. Avaloy Tokhna Farish, Hayo Ma'arois, Neme Ipcha, that it should be the opposite, Lechai Vegdimah Bishibolin, over there, Chavin Chum Gdoila, Velift. It doesn't make sense. That should be the opposite. The only tzad we're saying is that maybe even by what's it called? By Gdima Bekri, it still should be part of the Truma Gdoila until the Yaspnei Abayis. After the pinyon, it's chulin gemurin. Why shouldn't you be able to be ma'ar with it? So gemar letzchicha shev nosan es akem lo nosan chaimish. You mechuyev to give chaimish a fifth additional when you poida, when the bialim is poida. So you did not give the chaimish. Komash melon the chiddush is the ain ha chaimish ma'akev. It's a ma'akev the pinyon and it's chulin and it's muta bachila. Even though you still have to give a chaimish. Zok the gemara avaloi betevel. You can't be ma'ar with real tevel. For gemara pshita, obviously you can't be ma'ar with tevel. It's not roi lachila for anyone. So gemar letzchicha betevel. Tovel mid rabbonon, that it's not tovel mid raisa. It's only the rabbonon de kechiv that you have to give of maises. It's rabbonon de kechiv truma, and that's why it's only mid rabbonon tevel. What's called rabbonon de ketevel? We're going shezorei ba'otzet chain in nokuv. You planted it in a vase that does not have a hole going into the ground. Since this is only a chiv mid rabbonon, it's called tevel mid rabbonon, and the chiddush is that even by tevel mid rabbonon, you're not allowed to be ma'ariv with it. There's a Yesuris Dika Machloikas Rishonim, if there's an Issa to be Machil, a Kotim Biodayim, something that's awesome in the Rabbonon. Something that's awesome in the Raisa, the Issa of Listafina Biodayim. You're not like give a Kotim Biodayim, something that's awesome in the Raisa. Something that's awesome in the Rabbonon, so the Rambam Mutaka holds that even by an Issa the Rabbonon, there's an Issa to be Machil Biodayim. And that's what we pass in the Shimem Gimel, in Shulchan Aruch. But the Rashba, in Yevamos Kuf Yudalad, the Rashba holds that by an Issa the Rabbonon, you're allowed to be Machil Biodayim a Kotim. So Frek the Rashba, Lishitose, Kong to his own Shita, that is no Issa to be Michael, a cotton, be a diamond, Issa, the Abonon, the Rashba, and Yavomis, the Rashba, here has the Kasha. So, Ebazoi, why can't he be Ma'arav, Betevel, Tovim, the Rabonon, Lemais, it's Roy Liktanim, it's Chosi Liktanim, there's no Issa by an Issa, the Rabonon, to be Michael, a cotton, be a diamond. So, just like the Gemara said earlier, that we said that Yom Kippur is not considered an Issa to be ma'arav with food on Yom Kippur because it's goy lektanim for them it's mutter. So tevel tovel mid rabbonon and Issa rabbonon. There's no Issa misafina biyadayim. So ibazoi tevel mid rabbonon. We're saying at the end of the day you're not allowed to be ma'arav with tevel. Lo tzricha betevel tovel mid rabbonon. Why is it not roy lechari it's roy to give to ketanim and there's no Issa listafina biyadayim by an Issa rabbonon. That's a Rashba's kasha. Just like the Gemara said in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we said you're ma'arav legol biyom kippurim because you can give ketanim. So here you can also zok the Rashba. There's a fundamental difference. Yom Kippur is not an Issa in the food. It's only an Issa because the Yom is Goyim in Issa. Masha Enke for the cotton is no Issa whatsoever. For the cotton is no Issa to eat in Yom Kippur. Masha Enke in Tevel is Be'etzim a Cheftzid Yisura. It might be an Issa Drabonon, but it's a Cheftzid Yisura. So, yes, there's no Issa Lesfina Biyadayim, but it's a Cheftzid Yisura. Zok the Pchai Moise, he explains in Chele Gimel, he explains the Rashba, the Pshat is that which we're saying that is Roy for others, Chazi Lachrina, for instance, a yayin for a nanozir, or truma for a koyin, or yom kippur to eat for a cotton. Over there, pshat is it's beetzem mutter for them. It's a ganze mutter. Koyin is allowed to have truma. A non-nozer is allowed to have yayin. A cotton is allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. Mashen can tevel, even if it's no issa, listafina be a dayim. But tevel be'etzim is awesome in the rabbonim for the cotton too. Just as no issa, listafina be a dayim. So a mela on that is not shayach that it's coming, that's called muta be'etzim. So a mela, you can't be ma'ar with it. That's the fundamental difference between tevel, the rabbonim, even though issa, listafina be a dayim. But it's not a chefte of heta be'etzim. It's a chefte di suga. So a mela, you cannot use this for an eriv. Zog du mal weiter, weil bei Meister Rishon schon nicht nur Truma sei. You can be my Arvis, Meister Rishon, that you did not take off Truma's Meister. Zog mal, Pshita, obviously you can't be my Arvis, because it's tevel mit der Reise, you're not allowed to eat it. Zog du mal, leu tzricha, shik di moi bekri, that you, the Levi was makt in bekri, that means, after the Miruach, not like we said before, Bishibolin, after the Miruach, after the, it was a pile, and now the Levi took the Maaser Rishon before the Hafrosha Truma Gedoila. He preempted the Hafrosha of the Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedoila, before the Midabainis, the 2%, after it's ready, Meruach, after the Kri. He took off Truma's Maaser, but not Truma Gedoila. Here you can't evade with a legal loophole the Truma Gedoila. So Ma'aretem, you might think, could the Omele Rapopo Labaya, like Rapopo asked Labaya before, that maybe Begdima Beki also you can have a legal loophole to evade Truma Gedoila? And it should be Tevel, and you should be able to Ma'ar with it? Komash Long Kereshonile, like Abaya answered Rapopo, that you can't compare Higdima Beshibolin to Higdima Bekri. When it's already a Kri, then you can't patter yourself from Truma Gedoila. Only back Dim Bishibolim you could. And since you did not take off Truma Gedoila, so it's Tevel and Ema Arvin boy. You might think Ekdima Bekri, it would also you can evade Truma Gedoila. Komashon, you can't, and it's Tevel, and you can't be Ma'ar with it.
That you weren't Poida, you can't be Ma'ar with it. Obviously, it's also Bachila without opinion. You were poided, but not the proper way.
You used a maw of kesef that did not have a tzura, so it's not a fartik matbea. And the Torah says when it comes to pidyon ma'aser sheni, v'tzarta kesef, hatzarta kesef means it has to have a matbea, it has a tzura on it. Only then is it considered a proper pidyon. Kesef sheyesh lo tzura. And since it doesn't have a tzura, it doesn't have an emblem of face, so then it's not considered a proper pidyon. And likewise, hekdesh. The chiddush is shechila agabe kaka. You are poid, you are mechala agabe kaka. The Rachmon Omer, the Torah says that someone who's makdish, his son has come to be poided. V'nosan akesef v'komloi. V'nosan akesef v'komloi mean that it has to be kesef. You can't be poid the hekdesh only on kesef, not on kaka. So maybe you didn't do it the proper way, and that's why it's taka osa bachila. And that's time that you weren't poided. You were poided, but not in the proper way. And the chiddush says it remains also bachila, and you can't use it for an eriv.
Zog the mishnah hashaleach eruva biat cheres shoyte v'katan. If someone sends his eriv in the hand of a cheres shoyte v'katan in order to acquire the yurin, to acquire this new abode, in order to carry 2,000 amas from his mokum the yurin. So he has to place the bread over there to be koine the makom, the koine the shvisa. You have to say I'm being koine shvisa. You have to have das for that. So if you send it biyad cheres shoyte v'katan, or biyad mishein moide be'erav, or in the hand of someone who's not moide be'erav, like the Gemara is going to say, it's talking about a kuti. So in such a case, it's not going to be chal de erav, eino erav. It's not a good erav because. So Rashi says the reason why it's not a good erav, Rashi and the Gemara is going to explain, because a katan does not have the ability to be koine shvisa. He can't be koine shvisa because he doesn't have the das to be koine shvisa. Tosfos learns a little different. Tosfos says that he's not reliable that he did what he had to do. Maybe he never reached where he's supposed to go. He can't rely on him. Nafkamina would be zogin achreinim if Tosfos himself says, but oimit v'ro'eyu, if you see him reach that point, according to Tosfos, he's good to go because he reached it. But according to Rashi, he's not bar hochi to be makna to be koine shvisa. So it won't work even if you see him go there. Balk upon him, hashalech eru biat chereshot v'kotan or biat mishein emoy de be'eruv. Ain't a eruv. It's not a good eruv. V'im omer la'achel lekabloi. But if you tell a godel or someone else to mekabel from chereshot v'kotan, so the chereshot v'kotan is just a car service. It's just a FedEx. It's just an Uber. It's just a delivery. But the one that's been kabbled the Erev, he's the one that's kind of shvisa for you. So I raise the Erev, then it's a good Erev, because then the chazoka, the Gemara is going to say, Shliach ois shlichusoi, the mekabel does the shlichus, and he's kind of shvisa for you.
Zog the Gemara, the cotton loy, a cotton cannot be a shliach for the Erev. V'omer avuna kotten goyves Erev. It says clearly when it comes, the Gemara is going to say, talking about Erev v'chatzeres, to go collect the pas from all the different inhabitants of the chotzer. The kotten can go around with a bowl and collect pas from everyone to make one common abode. So kotten could be the shlech to collect the Erev. So why can't he be the shlech to send the Erev and to be koine shvisa in order to have an extension of 2,000 amas? Zogmo loy kasha, kam be'eruvei tchumin, there's a fundamental difference between Eruvei Tchumen and Eruvei Chatzeres. Eruvei Tchumen, you need a Maisa Kinyan Shvisa. Kinyan Shvisa, like Rashi says, the cotton can do. Mashekin Eruvei Chatzeres, all it is a collection. All he does is a Maisa Asifa Ba'alma. All he does is go around with a basket and collect from everyone some bread. So that is a Maisa Asifa Ba'alma that a cotton can do. That's a Maisa Koif. Mashekin Eruvei Tchumen is a Kinyan Shvisa that the cotton can do. So Rashi. It's Memela. So it's Eru Mishum Dira, it's automatically. Avagav Dein Maisa, Kotten Klum, even though the Kotten can't do a Maisa, Lo Ichbaslon, Kintale Kamon, Balabai Shoy Shutiv Im Shchenov, Ein Tzach La'arev. I'm automatically through the cotton collecting because I'm a shutif. Aval Eruvei Tchumin Aknuye Shvisa Hi. It's a Kenyan Shvisa you have to do. It's a Chalois. The cotton Lo'yalam Le'mikne. Cotton is not strong enough to be Makna. And Tosis argues, Tosis in Dimamasa Kanabir with Chumin, he brings Rashi that it's a Kenyan Shvisa, and Tosis comes out and he says in the second white line, Loche Nigla Farish, the Eruvei Tchumin, Hoyl Vasmechu Akro Chemira, Veloy Hemne Rabbonon, Velahave Erev, Imloy Ba'omit Vareyu. Eruvei Tchumin Be'etzim is Bochomer. Since it's Asmechu Akro, we don't believe the cotton. When it comes to the Eruvei Chatzeres, the cotton is can be collecting it. Mashenkin over here, you need his trust. It's not going to be considered that he's Hemnu Rabbonon, that he did it, Mashenkin, by Oymet Vareyu, it would work. That would be enough Kamina. According to Rashi, Oymet Vareyu won't help because you have to have Das Kinyan Shvisa. He's not by Kinyan Shvisa. He can't be Makna Shvisa for you, even if you see him go there. Mashenkin, according to Taisa, the question is just if he was Hemnu Rabbonon, if he did it or not. So Oymet Vareyu, then you know he went there. So the problem was never the Maisa Kinyan, according to Taisa. The problem was that Lo Hemnu Rabbonon. So the enough Kamina is, if Oymet Vareyu, according to Rashi, wouldn't make a difference, according to Taisa, by a cotton Oymet Vareyu would help. Zog the Gemara, oy biyad mi she'ena moide be'erev. Or if you gave the erev to someone who's not moide be'erev, zog the Gemara, man, om rav chiz de kutoi. We're talking about a kuti. Since he's not moide be'erev, so merely he can't be a shliach on the erev. So the goin in bir agro, in or chaim shimpehei, Gimel says, that once he's not moide be'erev, he's considered that he's not betoiras erev. So merely he can't be a shliach on that. Just like someone who is not betoiras gittin v'kedushin cannot be a shliach for a get. So who then? Someone who's not betoiras erev, so merely he can't be a shliach on the erev. That's how the Goyen learns. And some Yishonim like that too. The Rabbeinu Yonason learns differently. He says that since he's choshud, that he's not going to do the Maisa Kinyan on your behalf, so he's not nemon that he placed the erev l'shem erev. Even if you see him go there, it's irrelevant. He's not nemon that he did it l'shem erev because he's not moide be'erev. Not the pshad. He's not betoyras shliach because he's not moide be'erev. He's not nemon that he did it. There's no nafkamin if you see him go there because either way he's not believed. Either he's not betoyras or he can't be a shliach. Or even if you see him go there. Even if he says that he's doing it, but it doesn't have the kavana, so he can't be nemon that he did it l'shem eruv. That's what Rabbeinu Yonason learns. But the Goyen learns the vort is he's not betoiras, so he can't be a shliach on the eruv.
But if he tells the gadol to receive it from the cotton or from the cherish or from the kuti, then areze eruv. Then it's a proper eruv. Frag the gemara v'lechuzumolim mamtilei. Maybe the cotton or the shliach never reached the shliach. So how do you know it's a good eruv? So Gemara could Omer Rav Chisda be'oymid v'ra'eyu. I see him reach the point. I didn't see what took place, but I see him reach the gadol. Hochnam be'oymid v'ra'eyu. Just like Rav Chisda said, we'll see soon where that oymid v'ra'eyu is good. So we also we know he reached. For Gemara v'leches dem aloy shokem inay. You see them talking to each other, but who said the shliach took it on your behalf and was kind of shvisa for you? Maybe he never took it out of his hand. So Gemara could Omer Rav Chil. Like we'll see soon Rav Chil's yisoid. Chazok a shliach oyslichusay. This gadol that took it from the cotton. Chazoko, he took it from the kuti. Chazoko, he did a shlichus. Hochanami chazoko shlicho is shlichus.
And that's what Rashi says. The Bialoch is medayik. Rashi says, "Be'oymet v'ro'eyu at shemar lichoy." Meaning, Rashi doesn't say that he took it from him. He saw him reach the place, and on that you have the chazoko that the shliach is shlichusoy, and he took it from him. I didn't see the actual transfer. I saw him magia etzloy. Be'oymet v'ro'eyu at shemar lichoy. But the fact that it was an actual transfer, the kibbol mineh, that's the chazoka, that shliach ha'shlichusai.
Zog the Gemara, where is this din of Rav Chisda and Rav Chiel that Chazaka Shlichai Shlichusai and Oymed Vareyu? So Gemara, we learned it on the following memory, on the following brayse, the Tanya. Nosel appeal, if you place the Erev on an elephant, any elephant brought it to the spot that you want to be kind of shvisa. Lekoi, if he places it on a monkey, voi and he goes there, ain't the Erev, because who says they got there? But if you tell someone to remove it off the elephant in the spot that you want to be Kodesh Visa, it's a good Erev. In fact, maybe the elephant or the Koif never reached that person. I see him reach that person. Maybe the person never took it off the elephant or off the Koif to be Kodesh Visa on your behalf. This is the Chazok HaShliach HaShlichusoy, and he took it off the Koif and the pill, and he was Kodesh Visa on your behalf. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Omer Rav Nachman b'Shoteri in Chazok HaShliach HaShlichusoy, a new sugya.